1027 Breakfast.
Reverend Shona comes in every single Thursday morning to give us some pearls of wisdom and to really allow us to reset. What are we resetting with today, do you think?
Today I'm talking about clutter. Clutter of the mind.
We all need this.
Clutter of the physical things. Clutter of the emotions. And it's because in the past few weeks we've seen the difference in our cat, Duchess, in the church when we cleared the office out.
Is that her name, Duchess?
We named her Duchess. We inherited her when her owner passed on a year ago.
Right.
And so we've just kept her and we called her Duchess. So at church we were gifted beautiful old office furniture, actually by the directors here at HOT, that didn't fit in with the decor here. And we decided, Brenda's my administrator, to clear out the furniture in the office and all the clutter. Church offices are renowned for gathering clutter.
Right.
So on Tuesday morning, a few weeks ago, we got together with her children and we started clearing. And we filled the auctioneer's huge truck and trailer with all the clutter.
Right.
But the most remarkable difference has been Duchess's behavior. So she has been quite reclusive since she came to us a year ago, and she really didn't like strangers. And now she's owning her space. She's 1,000 times happier. We can see it in her behavior. And I thought, if it has such a huge impact on a cat, on the emotional well-being and confidence of a cat, how much more so on us? So I think many of us store clutter. We like to keep things, physical things. People give them to us. Perhaps we feel bad because they're from a loved one, so we don't want to pass them on. Or we think we may need them at some stage. I think I'm the worst at that. I love to store things just in case.
Me too.
And I'm finding it really cathartic to clear things out. And the same goes with emotions. We store emotions, and they do impact us physically, and they can make us ill. And so we need to look at them from time to time. If they're no longer serving a purpose, or especially if we have no control over the thing that's causing that emotion, let it go. For the mind, journaling, walking, listening to music, doodling, meditative breathing, reading my favorite book, these all help me when my mind is filled with noise and thoughts. So as we approach the holiday season and Christmas, where we may gather more clutter, I think it's helpful for all of us to declutter and to just give ourselves the freedom to relax and enjoy. So when we find we don't have the energy to do that, let's remember Duchess, the office cat, and the impact it had on her, because it will certainly have a much bigger impact on us, lift our spirits, and improve our lives. So today, let's declutter. And God bless.
Both mind, cupboards, and possessions.
That's right. And emotions.
It is, you know, it is an amazing thing when you actually do declutter. So there's various ways that you can do that. I mean, obviously, you know, the cupboards and the spring clean, that's the one thing. But, I mean, I find from an emotional point of view, if I go for a run, it allows me to declutter. I just reset. And, you know, you start thinking, okay, that's where I'm at. Fine. I'm fine.
Walk,
now.
Run, sit in the garden, do something.
Exactly. Whatever you do, whether it be meditation or whether it be physical. All right. Well, thank you for coming in. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your week.
Thank you. And you.
Reverend Shona, back with us next Thursday.
HOT 1027 Breakfast.